I'm a collector of songs. I'm a collector of beautiful songs. And I try to do my best not to screw them up.
Now, that's the shortest elevator speech I think I've ever heard. You've got 20 more seconds. Why don't we play off of what you just said? And this is a beautiful album. You are trying to convey some beauty, some melodicism. How did you come to your understated style, at least on this album?
This album was put together at a time when I was, and my whole family was in mourning for the loss of my ex-husband. And I happened to meet up with Oren Evans and play some music with him in 2014. And we talked a lot about the direction I was going in for my first album. And Oren said something to me that really stuck out. And he said, why don't you just play your favorite songs to sing right now and not try to make an album that is, you know, one bossa, an up-tempo number here, another up-tempo number there. He said, why don't you just make a list and say, these are my favorite 10 songs to sing right now. We made a list, and it was really the songs that I love to sing. And he would call me on it. He's like, I haven't heard you sing that lately. Why don't you sing it if you love it?
Where's my will? Why this strange desire?
The songs that you hear on the album turn out to be just a little moment in time for me then. And as you can hear, they're pretty somber. And I think they're beautiful tunes, all of them. But there's definitely a somber mood that is due to the loss that my family experienced not long before that. What I realized is I didn't know that I had made a somber album until we completed it. You know what a cabinet museum is? A cabinet of wonder?
No.
Have you ever heard of that term? Okay. I have a big interest in natural history, and one of my favorite things in the world are these, they call them Victorian cabinet museums. And before museums were organized, people would just bring beautiful items together from, you know, someone would say, this is a feather from a bird of paradise, and next to a beautiful knit, you know, some kind of piece of fabric from Africa. Then, you know, next to that, we have a tooth from what might be a dinosaur, you know, that kind of thing. And what I realized is I had created a cabinet museum of music trying to capture this mood and feeling. It doesn't really make sense as an album, to tell you the truth. I wouldn't set out to make an album of ballads the way I did. That's not commercially intelligent, but that's what happened.
While I give to you and you give to me true love.
Let's talk about some of the songs specifically then.
Sure.
If I Only Had a Heart is one of the songs on this brand new album called Drive. You know, what is it about this song that you wanted to be on the album, or that it's one of your top 10 favorites at the time?
It is one of my favorite songs to sing. It comes from getting a lot of requests for another song from that show, Wizard of Oz.
Over the Rainbow.
A lot of people ask singers to sing Somewhere Over the Rainbow, which is a beautiful song by Harold Arlen. But I've always shied away from singing the kind of blockbustery songs. I kind of thought, you know, I don't want to turn people down if they want a certain song, but it's not really my thing to sing that song. So I came up with singing If I Only Had a Heart. In the recording that everyone's familiar with, it's very bouncy. Usually people remember the If I Only Had a Brain version, of course. Mm-hmm. And I just thought it might be fun to take it, slow it down. I think it's got a lot of sweetness and a lot of sadness in there, too.
How sweet just to register emotion, jealousy, devotion, and really feel the pulse. I would stay young and chipper, and I'd lock it with a zipper if I only had a heart.
listening to songs from the album Drive. Michelle Lordy is our guest here on GLT. Another song on the album is I Fall in Love Too Easily. It's a song that I associate with Chet Baker, you know, with our chat off the air and a little bit you mentioned. I'm guessing that you fall into the I love Chet Baker camp.
I think I might have that sticker somewhere on my binder, my high school binder. Yes, I definitely love Chet Baker. I was introduced to, I actually didn't know he sang for a couple years. I was introduced to his music in my teens. Then when I heard Chet, I think the album is The Best of Chet Baker Sings, which is a great album, lots of wonderful tunes that are a little bit less common. Yeah, I love the way he voices with his trumpet and his voice a tune, and how you can hear. You hear every word, you hear how he feels about the lyric, and he has great taste in picking tunes.
I fall in love too easily. I fall in love too fast. I fall in love too terribly hard for love to
a duo with Oren Evans. Anytime I sit down next to Oren, I'm never quite sure what's going to happen. I do know that he always is very true to the lyric of the song. His sense of time is so great, and it's really challenging to me, and I think this song came off really well.
Well, as a vocalist, how important is it to have, say, a pianist who knows how to, what's the word I might want to use?
Accompany.
Okay, yeah.
There are a lot of wonderful pianists. There are less wonderful accompanists who are wonderful pianists. I have the pleasure of working with several wonderful accompanists. Oren, of course, and I work with Michael Kanin, who is the music director and pianist for Jane Monheit.
There's some tension within the jazz community. I'm sure you're well aware of it.
Yeah.
But there's this disrespect for vocalists. And for some, it might be earned. But for most, I think vocalists have to work especially hard to get the respect of instrumentalists. And there's this tension between the two that, but I think sometimes vocalists get automatically assumed that they don't know what they're doing. You have to prove yourself almost every time, where an instrumentalist doesn't necessarily have that kind of tension.
Oh, I agree. I also think that just the way it works out is usually a vocalist is also the band leader. Not always, but in my case, I'm usually leading the band that I'm with. So there's kind of a double pressure. But I have a lot of respect for vocalists who lead bands and deal with the pressure that causes. I think that a vocalist should be a benefit to a musical situation, and sometimes they're not. The lyric is such an important part of an experience, but I think that if the vocalist does not respect the lyric, that's where you get into a situation where vocalists can be, let's say, picked on.
Long ago, my heart and mind got together and designed a wonderful boy for me. Oh, what a fantasy.
Well, another song you decided to record on the album is the last song on the album, which the title track comes from. It's Drive. It's a song from the 80s pop rock band The Cars, and I'm guessing it's not just a fun little thing. There's something more going on here.
Drive is definitely a departure from the rest of the songs on the CD. I do incorporate a lot of music from my youth in sets. I do other covers of 80s and later songs. I feel that the American Songbook is evolving and that we need to add songs to that. And I always thought that Drive had such a sad heart. I thought that song was so sad at its core. And what I, you know, what you might remember from it is dancing to it at a high school dance and all the synthesizers and kind of the wispy nothingness. But if you get down to the lyric, it's I think there's a lot there. And I was especially interested in hearing what Oren would do with that song. And I think that we were definitely on the same wavelength there with what came out.
Well, Michelle Lordy, thank you so much for your time. Congratulations on the album Drive. Boy, we're so happy for you. This is wonderful. Thank you for your time.
Thank you so much for playing my music.
Who's gonna tell you when it's too late? Who's gonna tell you things aren't so great? You can't go on thinking nothing's wrong. Who's gonna drive you home tonight? Who's gonna pick you up when you fall? Gonna hang it up when you call. Who's gonna pay attention to gonna plug your ears when you scream? You can't go on thinking that nothing's wrong. You know you can't go on nothing's wrong. Who's gonna drive you home? Baby.